You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning on this Monday, September 22nd. As you know, John, we've done a number of stories on what's happening in Mexico and the violence, and we continue following that story today because Mexico is in the midst of what many are saying at this point is a war not unlike Afghanistan or Iraq, a war in their case against drug traffickers, which has taken on epic proportions this year, as some describe. Nearly 3,000 people have been killed in often gruesome and increasingly bolder attacks so far this year. And according to a new BBC survey, it's so rampant, 37% of Mexicans say things are bad enough that they would consider leaving the country. BBC America's editor, Emilio San Pedro, just recently produced a documentary called Tijuana in the Shadow, and he joins us now from Miami. Welcome, Emilio.
Yes. Hi, Adora. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Tell us about your documentary.
Well, we traveled to Tijuana because it is, after all, the world's largest border crossing and one of the places through which a large chunk of the drugs heading for the United States, which is, after all, the world's largest drugs market, that's where the drugs go through. That's one of the key areas where the drugs go through, the big border crossing there in Tijuana. We went there expecting perhaps to find, you know, a city sort of, you know, in the midst of, as you very well said, like nearly a conflict-like situation. And what we found was that on the surface, that's not the case. You can very well be, you just cross right over from San Diego, you're in Tijuana, you know you're in Mexico, it's very different than San Diego, but it is geographically and topographically, let's say, it is California. It's Baja California in Mexico, mm-hmm. but it is California. And so on the surface, you can get lulled into this idea, but then eventually you start seeing the soldiers on the streets, and then you start picking up any newspaper or talking to anyone, and you hear the violent stories, you hear the sirens continuously, sometimes into the night. You'd hear that in any big city, but in Tijuana, it really did seem like I heard more sirens than anywhere else. And we went and we met a great deal of people from all walks of life.
And that included a human rights activist who really talks about the prevalence of drug use now in Tijuana. Let's listen to Victor Alfaro.
Probably there were 20,000 little stores and crack houses. It went from 4,000 to 20,000 in 3 years, and around 200,000 drug addicts, double. So it gives you the idea of how big is the market, yes, in Tijuana, but it is spreading like a tsunami from the border to the south.
And that would include, Emilio, the selling of the drugs and who's in charge, and that's really where the conflict centers, right?
That's right. And what Victor Clark Alfaro was saying there is that it's spreading like a tsunami from the border to the south. That's because the successes that they're having, both on the U.S. and Mexican side at the border, the increased successes they're having at stopping the drugs from going through, that's leading the cartels, like the Arellano Felix organization that controls the drugs trafficking in Tijuana, to now expand ever more their domestic markets. And they're getting kids as young as 8 and 9 years old hooked on very serious drugs like crystal meth.
Wow.
And and then we met many of them. We went to a drug mm-hmm. rehabilitation center as part of that documentary.
Let's speak very quickly about two very important issues that you cover in your documentary. One is about the corruption of the police mm-hmm. and their involvement in the drug trade that makes it difficult for the government to take on. Let's listen to the mayor of Tijuana talking about the police.
In fact, the police, the local police, were involved in a lot of illegal activities here in the city. It's bad for me to say that, but it's the truth. Let's say about for the first 4 months that we get here on the job, it was very difficult to break the understanding between the police officers and the criminals. But we're making a big progress on that.
He says they're making big progress. What do you say, Emilio?
Well, I found him incredibly honest and frank. I couldn't believe a mayor would be saying, you know, we have a great deal of corruption and it's not good and we're trying to take it on. And he got rid of over 200 police officers. But with that said, it's very difficult to find anyone in Tijuana who will agree with him that things are that much better. Perhaps there's a sign that there's more commitment on the part of the authorities to clean out the corruption. That's a good sign. But from that to say that things are much better, that's perhaps a bit of a stretch.
And that lack of confidence seems to be clear in the BBC survey, where essentially Mexicans are feeling under siege.
That's right. They're feeling under siege. They put drug trafficking and their worries over drug trafficking just second to corruption. So it's corruption first, their biggest concern, and then drug trafficking. And the two of them, in a sense, are very much connected facets of life in Mexico at the moment.
There's one fact that's quite disturbing in that in Mexico in July, there were 443 deaths attributed to the drug trade. And that compares to 336 deaths in Iraq. So that really provides some perspective, I think, for Americans.
That's right. It really does. And it is the way that most Mexicans, you meet so many people in Mexico who know people, close friends or associates or colleagues, like the journalist that I met, Odilon Garcia, who had a very good friend who died literally, was killed by in a shooting literally right in front of him. And there was the 13-year-old girl that we met who was hooked on drugs by that time. She was in rehab by the time we met her, and she'd been exposed, as she very well said, to shootouts and all the rest because she was working for a drug trafficker. So the stories are really quite strong. We've heard about these kinds of stories in the U.S., of course. I mean, we're not immune to this.
And your documentary will be airing this week on the BBC World, right?
On the BBC World Service, that's right.
Emilio San Pedro, thank you so much for joining us. He's a BBC Americas editor, and his documentary, The Tijuana in the Shadow, airs this week. Now we turn to Femi Okeh, who's got a few headlines for us. Femi?
Thank you. Just coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.